Hello. Thanks for turning us on. We're the Dice Guys. I'm Mike.
And I'm Jason.
And this is Dice Guys number 19 for March 3rd, 2012. And I've learned to talk like this. Real sexy. That's enough of that. Oh, today on the Dice Guys, you're going to hear about what we've been doing for 2 weeks. Basically, writing on the site and coming up with an idea for a contest. And we also have our games of the week. And we're going to go totally against the recommendation that we usually make on this show. And you'll find out about that in a couple of minutes. And of course, we've got our brain flakes. Brain flakes that are incredibly crunchy in milk. So crunchy, I can't even think of what to say about them anymore. That's kind of like what our contest is about. Yeah, man. Trying to kill me. Well, Jason,
Yes. Okay,
how
you.
sexy are you?
How sexy do I feel or no? Okay, what's been happening? Well, you kind of led into the contest.
Yes,
Let's talk about it.
yes. Well, basically, we are running out of things to say about our brain flakes.
Yeah, at least we have hit the limit for the moment.
Well, for the moment, yeah. So we thought we'd throw it out to our listeners.
Yep. Anybody out there listening, if you've been listening on a regular basis, you know our brain flakes are so crunchy in milk that blah
And
blah
fill
blah.
in the blank.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought I had a great one like last time or the time before that when I said that they were so full of fiber that you could crap board games. Yeah, but nobody said anything about it.
I
So, you
fully
know,
expected feedback on that one. We didn't get any.
yeah. So, you know,
So,
if you're, you know, maybe it wasn't funny.
or maybe it was just so genius that people didn't get it.
I think, man, you know, fully expected somebody to at least say that, you know, like, yeah, I crapped six board games the other day and I are all up on Kickstarter. Come and give me money.
But anyway, yeah, if you're a comic genius or just have a moment of inspiration, throw a comment.
Yep, and if you win, we will mention you on the show, and you will use your com
And
we'll use your comment.
we'll make sure to highlight you on our Google Plus fan page. And, further down the line, we may actually have real rewards, and we'll keep you in mind
Yeah,
for that
right
too.
now about all I've got is my board game underwear, and I don't think
Yeah,
anybody wants that.
no. You need to
Yeah.
keep those to yourself.
Oh, okay. They're
I
clean.
really wish you'd wear pants in the studio. Anyway.
Well, you know, if you would keep the heat, you know, turned down more, maybe I wouldn't have to take my pants off. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So,
So turned on.
yeah. Well, anyway, nothing else has been much going on with me either. We've got a lot more content going up on the site. I hope people are appreciating that. You've been writing some more stuff on your as RPG editor.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
We got some more stuff coming out here in the next day or two, so.
Yep, and my fan film thing really took off. I mean, I was actually surprised how many hits we got on that Gilligan's Island fan film
How many people are
thing.
interested in that? That's crazy. That's good.
We need a like a Gilligan's Island board game then.
Yeah.
That
I
would
mean,
pair.
there used to be one, didn't there?
There used to be one back in the 60s,
I would
but
like to see either that get reissued or somebody else make a new one because apparently Gilligan's Island's popular still.
Yeah. So yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until
Pretty cool.
then,
Until then,
we got brain flakes.
Brain Flakes.
Oh, brain flakes. We got some good brain flakes today. First one we want to talk about is something that's kind of timely.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep. It looks like a company called Artipia Games out of Greece
is
making a business game.
Right, entrepreneurship.
So, and the business game is called Briefcase.
Yep, by two guys whose names we are not going to attempt to mangle.
That's right. So
they're very Greek and we don't speak Greek. So yeah, the interesting thing about this one is it's this game's being created or has been created in the middle of all this economic strife
and chaos
in Greece, where there are actual physical almost war scenarios going on in the streets.
Fires and riots.
Over the economic situation, and these guys create a game about buying up businesses and running an economic empire.
Yeah. Now, this is an interesting thing because the article we found this in sounded like it was trying to push it as a game about the economic chaos.
Right, it's really not.
As far as we can tell from their Indiegogo site, it's really just a game about becoming a financial superman, superwoman.
And if you haven't heard of Indiegogo, it's basically the European version of Kickstarter.
Yes. So
don't know which one came first.
Mm-hmm. But what they've created is basically a board and card game, collection game. Mm-hmm. You're trying to collect properties and such. Not really Monopoly style. We're talking properties and franchises in like media. They had a card for modeling agency. They had a card for sports venues. They had a card for different things like this. So you're trying to become a mogul.
And there are even different resource cards, it looks like.
And I don't know how similar. It's been a while since I played the old acquisition game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how similar it is to that, but
this one seems to have a little depth, a little complexity to it.
Yeah, acquisition always did too, but I don't know how much there is similar. I'd have to look into that. But this is definitely one to look into. We'll have a link to their Indiegogo site on our site, so you can go check it out and see if you want to give any money to it, or if you just want to watch and see when it's developed and help some Greek people out because they need some help.
They definitely need some help over there. All right.
Oh, but when you're not when you're not playing games, what do you do?
Me personally, or you know,
do you fly on airplanes?
Yeah, I have.
I don't fly on airplanes a lot.
Yeah, well, I don't a lot either, but I do know that there is an atmosphere of tension and fear in airports.
There is an atmosphere of tension and fear so badly that people apparently can't even understand what pilots are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in this story, apparently a pilot on a Southwest Airlines flight went to congratulate a mother on, I guess it was a birthday. And he said something to the effect of...
He said, mom on board.
There's a mom on board. And a lot of people heard that as there's a bomb on board and began to panic.
Yeah, and the best bit is that after they landed, after everything was cleared up, the pilot tried to, he made announcements trying to clear it up and everything. Some people refused to settle down and even went so far as to complain once they had landed. They misheard the guy and they're complaining.
That's right. Hey, I'm totally like can't hear what you're saying and I'm going to blame you for it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm deaf. And I'm going to blame you for the fact that I didn't hear that right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, I understand the feeling of fear. I understand that if you mishear it, you're going to panic a little bit. But the mishearing part was on you. And so you need to get over it.
Yeah. So everybody out there, just calm down a little bit when you're flying on airplanes.
Relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Especially because I'm going to be on a plane here shortly, and I want to get to where I'm going in a timely manner. I don't want to, it's already going to be an 8-hour flight in the first place.
Not that you have to really worry anyway. It's usually, I mean, where you're going is a place that hijackers usually try and take planes anyway, so.
No, they're usually leaving, I think.
Oh,
I don't
remember.
Well, I don't know. It's been a while.
South America. Anyway.
Oh, man.
I wish you the best of luck. I think it's going to be a beautiful area. And it'll be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I have to say to that? Hickenlooper!
Yeah, that's a great name. Okay, guys, this story is awesome. Multiple levels. Colorado governor John Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper. That's just an awesome name. I'm going to name my next character in some game Hickenlooper.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so he was addressing about 40 students at an elementary school during a childhood literacy event.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to announce his lieutenant governor.
And he called his lieutenant governor
a rising
sex star.
Yes. And he quickly tried to correct that to symbol, sex symbol. And, like, number one, why would you introduce your lieutenant governor as a sex symbol to a bunch of kids? That's
hey,
disturbing.
Hey, kiddies, check out Ron over here.
Hot, isn't he? That's right, Mr. Hickenlooper. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's in the habit of introducing him as a rising star or a rock star, which would have been a really good choice to use.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, sex popped out from a bunch of elementary school kids.
Yeah.
This, to me, indicates a problem. I'm not actually accusing Mr. Hickenlooper of anything. I'm just saying, dude. Really?
Yeah. Now he recognized his, you know, his flub, and he's you know, he's tried to gloss.
He realizes
over it.
That it's not gonna be pretty.
And he realizes he's gonna get a lot of people like us commenting on it.
Yeah.
So we have.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Mr. Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper.
Cannot
awesome.
Say his name often enough.
I mean, honestly, I brought this story up not because of the sex star stuff. But because of Hickenlooper.
Because of the name.
I did not know his name, and now I do.
Yeah, I will never forget the Colorado governor's name, John Hickenlooper.
John Hickenlooper. We don't have in Oklahoma, we don't have a name nearly as memorable. What is her name?
Fallon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I hate to actually say it. Anyway.
That's boring. Yeah. Hickenlooper. We need to get Hickenlooper here, because I could say that all day, Hickenlooper.
Yeah, let him talk to our elementary school kids about sex stars.
Yeah, that should start something. Yeah. Oh, speaking of talking about sex in schools, science brain flakes.
Science! Actually, this is a great flake to move into after the last one where he screwed up talking.
That's right. I mean,
his aides should have had this thing.
Yeah, if one of his aides had had this, then no, you know, he wouldn't have gone on to say crap.
Yeah.
Apparently, somebody has developed, and if Jason will pull up the article, I can find out exactly who developed it.
Well, I might be able to do that.
Yes.
Yes. It is a speech jamming gun.
This is so awesome. I saw this and I want this. Basically, what it does, this has been developed by thanks to the researchers at the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology, and I'm gonna say this wrong, Ochinomizu University in Japan.
That's probably not that far
something
off.
Something like that. Yes, I'm probably mispronouncing it. But they have developed a speech jamming gun. And what this thing does is you point it at somebody who's talking who you don't want to hear.
Key point there.
And what happens is it brings in their sound that they're saying, delays it by 0.2 milliseconds, and fires it back at them with a directed beam. So only they are hearing what's being directed back at them. And what happens when you hear your own voice at a slight delay, it causes your brain to mess up, so you can't talk. So it shuts you up. Now, in the United States, where we value free speech, this is probably not going to be looked on as a good thing.
I see situations where it's very useful.
I can see that very well. So I just think it's awesome. I mean, I would like to use it at some concerts, you know, and, you know.
Movie theater.
Yeah, movie
talking
theater.
Talking people like gabbing away and they're in the movie theater.
That'd be awesome, yeah. So you don't have to necessarily use it on, you know, political candidates you don't like. Or
you don't have to. And we're not actually suggesting that anyone should.
You know, shut up somebody's free speech.
Yeah,
but, you know.
You know.
Also, I could see it, you know, maybe being useful, I don't know, when you're pulled over for a ticket. If the police officer...
I'm sorry, I can't understand you, officer. What are you saying?
Now, they do say...
No, do not do that.
Yeah, you might not want to pull out any kind of gun looking device and pulling it at a gun.
Something with a trigger. Bad idea.
Now, they do say that it seems to work better when the delay time is varied, so they can, like, vary the time from 0.2 to 0.4, et cetera, et cetera, so your brain doesn't have time to, to adjust for it like a Borg. And they can also say that it's better.
Reference.
Yeah, I know. I had to do it. Mm-hmm. They also say that it's better if you are trying to recite Shakespeare or something. But if you're just shouting gibberish, it doesn't really work as well. So it might not work on the corner street preacher.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think he's listening to what he's saying anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to the game picks of the week.
Yeehaw, I got snake eyes.
Game picks of the week this week. Actually, two games. Mm-hmm. But they're by the same company, and they kind of go hand in hand because they're similar. They're card games by a company called Wildfire. Mm-hmm. And they, one of them, you get to fling poo. And the other one, you get to grab nuts. And who doesn't like to do either one of those?
Oh, basically, you could just sit around all day flinging poo and grabbing people's nuts.
I'd never leave the house.
Life would be good.
Yeah. So basically, they're fast-paced card games. They're a little juvenile, we admit, but we don't care because these are they're fun games. They're fast, quick to play, great to probably just throw out on the table and start off your game night with, just to get the get some comedy flowing.
Yeah.
And everything. So, the first one's called Poo, and Poo is a card game where you're basically flinging poo at each other as monkeys.
Yep.
And the monkeys
If you've listened to our about page, you know why we're recommending this game.
That's right. I like monkeys. Mm-hmm. So, in the Poo game, you have cards that represent different points of, of poo, and you have water cards that wash off the poo. And you basically are trying to fling poo at each other until a certain number of points accrues, and then whoever has the least amount of poo on them at the end of that wins. Usually everybody's got some amount of poo on them, so it's not a very clean game. And not everybody is, clean. Everybody's got a little bit of schmutz on them. So...
Schmutz, good word.
Yeah, I like schmutz. Yeah. That's a good word. I'm not even Jewish. I can say schmutz. So... the other game is nuts, and it's kind of the reverse of it. In nuts, you're trying to grab as much nuts as possible.
And we are 12 again.
Yeah. In the nuts game, you have cards that represent nuts, like the peanut might be worth 1 point. You might have a walnut that's 2 or 3 points. It goes all the way up to the 7-point nut hinge. And you have other cards that you can throw out to steal other people's nuts. You're just going to sit over there and giggle the whole segment.
Yeah, I really am. I'm sorry.
They have cards like, slapping your nuts, catching your nuts. So it's totally that kind of mindset. But it's a blast to play, I'm telling you. Just pick it up. And go for it. Like I said, it's a great game to start, to just start off a game session with. They're fast to play, probably 5-10 minutes for a game, up to 5-6 players, I think, can be in these games. So there's not even that much to really review.
No, they're pretty basic games.
They're pretty basic games. The only other thing to say is that they're under $10 each.
Yeah. Now, so you've got cheap, fast, fun.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you can't beat that combination.
And artwork, the cartoon artwork on these things is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
With all the...
cute stuff.
With the squirrels with their mouths full of nuts. And the monkeys with their, their expressions while they're being slapped with poo. I mean, you can't get better comedy than that unless, you go to Woody Allen. So, and then a lot of people don't like Woody Allen comedy. Some people like Three Stooges.
I was going to say, that comparison may not hold up, but...
Well, I'm trying to sell this.
Okay.
So, if you don't like Woody Allen, nuts and poo from Wildfire Games, get it at your friendly local game store. If your friendly local game store doesn't have it, we got nuts and poo all over our site. So So you can just click. You can click just on our nuts.
Click on our nuts and our poo.
And we can get them to you.
Yep.
Well, we won't. Amazon will.
Yeah.
Or Funnigan Games. We can support both of those.
Absolutely.
So grab these things because they sell out, actually.
Grab your nuts and poo. They go quick. They're cheap. Yeah, they're fun. They're fast.
Yes. Friendly local game stores. That's our next topic, actually.
Yeah. We preach on here to support your local game stores a lot. Because we think it's a worthy thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, basically,
we like having a game store.
Your friendly local game store is where you're going to find other people like you.
Yep.
Or maybe they're not like you. Maybe you're not that much into games, but you're going to find some very interesting games and some interesting people. Usually
interesting at the very least.
Yes. And most of them are pretty nice.
Yes, I rarely have a bad experience in a game
Except
store.
Except at apparently one place in Asheville, North Carolina.
And I don't know how they treat their customers, but the way they do business...
Well, I've read some comments, and they don't seem to treat their customers very well either.
Mm.
But they are like, or they were, pretty much the only place in town.
Well, there were two game stores in town, and one went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman's friend bought up their stock and decided he was going to open a game store himself.
And he named his game store Wyvern's Tale.
Right. Well, Hillside Games, yes, we're going to call you out. Why not? Everybody else on the internet is.
That's right.
Hillside Games decided that when they found out that he was going to name his store Wyvern's Tale to buy up every single DNS available.
Yeah, any domain name that they could possibly grab as Wyvern's Tale, they grabbed it.
Yeah, which is totally unethical.
It's unethical. Actually, it's illegal. The domain name rules is that there's rules in there too that you cannot buy other people's IP.
Right.
Like I can't go buy Coca-Cola.com because I have nothing to do with Coca-Cola. They have nothing to do with the Wyvern's Tale, so they really weren't supposed to be able to buy it.
Right.
And, of course, these things aren't policed at that level, so...
But they bought every iteration of it, .net, .com, .org, .mobi, everything.
Yeah. So Wyvern's Tale called them on it, and Hillside decided to get medieval.
Oh, yeah.
Or, yeah, basically medieval.
They shut down all comments on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm,
because everybody was ripping them for it.
Imagine that.
They've at least threatened to sue Wyvern's Tale for libel, which they can't do because Wyvern's Tale hasn't said anything that is false.
That's right.
Libel's They've only just if stated it's false. The facts.
Yep. Libel's only if it's false, and they did buy the stuff. It's right there in the Who Is documents about who owns those now.
And then they did one thing that went a step beyond unethical.
There was, apparently, they pointed these domain names to another lady's website called wyvernstale.com.
Not the wyvernstale.com.
That's right. She apparently does miniature painting and some other things, and she suddenly started getting a lot of hits and even some comments.
Yeah, some negative comments,
and
I guess, from people who supported Hillside.
And she didn't even know what was going on until she found out what was going on. And now things have kind of died down for her. She kind of actually likes some of the attention because people
are getting she's getting hits, yeah.
As long as it's good attention. But initially it wasn't. But you don't just point your domain names to some unsuspecting poor person.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, who's to say that she could pay for the bandwidth that would hit her?
So
you could be putting her out of business too.
Yeah, so basically Hillside Games are just a bunch of douches.
Yep, they have failed to follow Wheaton's Law. They have been dicks.
Yes,
and I would like to see them punished in some way, but I am not recommending that anybody go out and attempt to punish them. I think that karmic retribution will take care of itself.
Yeah, eventually Wyvern's Tale will get in business. There was something on one of the forums where people were kind of going against the Wyvern's Tale guy a little bit, saying, why didn't you just not say the name until you went into business? What they don't realize is that he had to apply for an LLC.
Right. He has to register the name, and then that's easy for somebody to
That's a
to
public
find out.
Record, and it goes in the newspapers that you're registering the business in that city, and as soon as that went out, Hillside knew about it, and they did this. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he had that much control over when he announced it.
Right, and it's not like he's a previous business owner with a lot of know-how anyway. I mean, you know, yes, he could have bought the domain names before actually registering for his limited liability.
Yeah.
But he didn't think about it. I mean, he honestly did not think that the competition would try and kill him.
Yeah.
In that fashion.
Maybe he's learned a little bit of a lesson here, you know, that he can change things up a little bit next time.
Personally, if I were him, I would buy therealwyvernstale.com or not hillsidegames.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
Other people were suggesting that he just buy something like Asheville Board Games.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Asheville Games or something like that.
There are ways around it. And like a year down the line, Hillside's not going to keep up the payments on that website. And he'll be able to get his actual name.
He'll be able to get it back or something. Or they'll come to some agreement. I did see some rumblings from Hillside Games that they've kind of gotten burned. They feel the burn, and they're trying to do something about it. So maybe something will change, but I hope he holds their feet to the fire and gets a little bit more than just the domain name taken care
of. I would like to see him at least get a public apology from them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
honestly, this kind of stuff between game stores is ridiculous. I mean, I can understand.
And it's hurting our hobby.
That's true. I can understand wanting to be a big game store in an area, mm-hmm. you know. And I can understand not wanting the competition, but the thing is, competition is going to come, and you've got to fight and compete on a better level than this kind of underhanded stuff. And especially, like you said, for game stores where it's going to hurt the hobby.
Mm-hmm. Now we've talked before about brick and mortar stores having to step up their game to compete with online stores. Okay, well, it's the same thing with two brick and mortar stores. If another one moves into your town, all you have to do is make sure you're offering better customer service and more of what gamers want than the other guy is. And if that's strippers, that's strippers. I mean, no, not really. But
that should get some comments.
Yeah, but no, I mean, honestly, you can compete. And if a town can support two game stores, and I believe this town can, it did for quite some time, mm-hmm. play fair.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I was going to bring up, because we were looking at opening a game store at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oklahoma City area has two hobby game stores already.
Right.
And when we were looking at opening, we looked at the population of Oklahoma City and the area we wanted to put it in. We're thinking, can a game store be, the third game store be supported? And we came to the conclusion, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It certainly it can. And, so,
you know, you just have to have the initial funding.
The initial funding is the hard part. Yeah. So, in fact, actually, since we were doing that, a third game store kind of has gone into effect.
Right.
Has come up. So obviously somebody else had the same idea we did, and they had the money. Well, they have a big corporation behind
them. They have a big corporation.
Yeah.
But
so
it's only better for our hobby that these stores exist.
Yeah.
We now have options.
Yeah, we can go to a big box game store where they have some hobby games now,
mm-hmm.
or we have a hobby game store that we mm-hmm. can go to get more of that. Otherwise, we're just going to turn people off, and they're going to buy all their stuff at Amazon and other online things, and we won't have brick and mortars to go and meet people. We'll have to do all of our stuff through Google Hangouts somehow.
Be ethical. Be fair. Sleep better at night. Be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I gave it my best shot. You know, if you can't compete with them by being fair and ethical, then you shouldn't be in the business.
Probably shouldn't be in the business. So, but that's all we're pretty much going to say about that, I think.
I think we're done.
Hillside Games, stop being a douche.
Yep. Wake up. Follow Wheaton's Law. Be happy, friendly. Everybody get along.
Yeah. It's
right.
Better that way.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to do it. But
I don't think they're going to do it either. But at least maybe they can, like, smooth over some rough feelings and, you know, get back into real competition.
Hey, and that's all for our show, I think. We've gone over our unfriendly local game store.
Avoid them.
Yes. We had all the things that we've been doing this week. We had our brain flakes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the only thing left is the contest.
Yes, rementioning our contest. We don't know what to say about brain flakes anymore, so we want you to put on our Google Plus page or in the comments at the end of this article here what to say after it's got so much fiber or brain flakes, they're so crunchy in milk. Fill in the blank.
Yep. And then we will make sure to mention you in the podcast and on our Google Plus page.
And use your line.
And eventually, we will have real rewards.
Eventually, we'll have real rewards.
But right now, we will make sure to retroactively, you know, reward you.
Yes. So, until we can do that.
Keep rolling those dice.
Yes. Keep rolling those dice. No, man.
Trying to kill me.